I'm Terry Taylor, and this is the Interior Design Business Academy podcast. As an interior designer, you may be thinking, I love what I do, but I am so overworked and underpaid. Let me tell you, I've been there too. I spent many years learning from my own mistakes and developing proven strategies and systems to make interior design a profitable career while keeping it fun and creative. So now, I'm here to help you get paid what you're worth. If you're ready for some straight talk about how design business really works, and you're ready to break through old belief systems that are holding you back and shift into beliefs that support your goals and bring lasting success, you are in the right place. Hey, I want to share with you something I noticed this month when I was teaching. I was doing motivators this month, which are two-day trainings we do here at IDBA. The first one's called Grow Your Clients, and it's for our growth program, and it's about the foundational pieces of marketing. It's getting clear on who the client is that you want to work for and the problem you solve and how you say it, and it becomes the foundation or the programming, essentially, for all of your marketing. So it's an important piece to work on and get in place because it influences everything you do from then on. Okay. So the difference was that a week later, when I was teaching structure, and structure your systems was what I'm teaching there, which is all about systematizing what you're doing so that you have better flow and it takes less time to do it and you avoid a lot of fires, essentially. You know, we're always putting out fires. You can write systems to prevent that, to make that work out much better. So it's a two-day motivator that we do for our structure students. Now, these two groups are all working designers. They all have clients. They're all doing stuff. But what happened was very different between those two groups. The second group, the structure group, all have very successful businesses, right? They all have to be at least 300,000 to be in this group. And, you know, most of those guys are way over that anyway, right? So they're rocking it. They're doing it. Now, they have team. They're people who take care of specific pieces of the business, like someone in charge of purchasing, where they're doing pricing and tracking and freight problems and all that sort of stuff that isn't really design, but it's something that needs to be done. And they've all got a financial person, a bookkeeper, a person who does the books and can be in charge of invoicing and tracking payments and paying bills and all of that sort of stuff, because that's not a design function either. That's an administrative piece. So they've got that in place, and they've usually got a CAD drafter, right? Because while you can do that, you can do all this stuff, it's not really something you could do. These are all $30, $40 an hour jobs. And by having people do these small pieces within their businesses, they have way more time to focus on the big bucks time that pays them what they're worth, essentially. You know, that $100, $150, $200 a time that you really want to be logging up, because that's where the profit in your business starts. Okay, so that's the difference between those two groups. They're making way more because they've got all those billable hours, and you know, they can take vacations, they can leave the business, they can, you know, they're rocking it. They're putting this together. They've got a thriving, growing business. So here at IDBA, when we have a two-day motivator training, they are all present. Every single one of them, 100% of all the members in that group are in that two-day training for the entire time. Okay. They're not running out and answering the phone. They're not running out and doing deliveries. They're not rescuing contractors during this time. They're focused on their business. Why? Because they know that 2 days spent working on their business, focusing on the business as an owner and learning the next things to implement to grow that business has a huge payoff. Huge payoff. Something like for every 4 hours spent, they're going to gain 12 on the other end. They know that, and they've made the decision to show up and be present so that they can continue to develop that and make their businesses better and better and be more profitable and have more time and all of that stuff. Now, on the other side, when we look at the growth program members, they all have businesses going, but they don't really have a business. They're really more of a designer with jobs, with clients, okay? They don't have the business piece going yet, okay? And so they've created for themselves just a job for themselves where they're the employee and they serve the clients, and it's overwhelming and it's demanding and it's constantly putting out fires and working all kinds of hours, craziness. It's the hamster wheel. Okay. Remember the exercise wheel in the hamster cage, or the little critter gets on it and he runs and runs and runs and runs and runs and never goes anywhere. It just wears himself out. Well, that's the point in that business where that's where you are, right? You're being run by clients who want things. Okay. And you have no plan. You're just whatever comes up. That's what you're doing. And it leaves you exhausted. I mean, it really makes you, it's the very hard part of the business before you step into this bigger self, this bigger you that runs it as a business. Okay. They haven't made that mindset shift yet. And they will. It's sooner better than later before you get so exhausted you just fall on the ground, right? Because you got to shift into working on the business instead of just in the business, okay? A business owner works on the business because the business as an entity and a format and how it works is the more important piece. It's a piece that will serve you the best, okay? And then working in the business where you're putting out fires and you're still running around and still doing stuff, you're on the hamster wheel and you're not running on any kind of a plan. You don't have any way to get off of it unless you decide to get off, right? All right. So how do I know this is happening? Well, I know it's happening because in the Grow Your Clients Motivator, I only had about 30% of our members present. Oh, that's interesting. Now, those 30% that show up are the 30% that are really, really doing it in their business. They're really making it happen. And they're at every single motivator. They're at every single question, Q&A call on every Tuesday. They're there asking questions, digging deep into the answers, moving forward with every piece, okay? It's not a surprise that the motivator's here and it's 2 days. It's been on the calendar since the beginning of January. So why are those people not there? Well, they're still being run by reacting to clients and you know, pushing on things that don't really matter in terms of building the business. They're just what came up immediately and the kind of knee-jerk reaction right into it. Okay. While the 30% of designers in this program who showed up at this motivator, those are the ones that'll be moving into structure next year. I can guarantee it. I can see it every time because the decision is about, I've got to take the time to work on my business to grow this. And if we're still run by clients, if we still can't put in the boundary to move that forward, then we're stuck on that hamster wheel forever. Okay. And, you know, the moving out of that craziness and into a situation where you have a plan, you have a regular paycheck, you have some people to help you, you can take time off is the answer, right? But sometimes it's a struggle to get there. Okay. You know, Brené Brown says, and now let me use this as a quote because she's a very wise lady. She says, crazy busy is a great armor. It's a great way for numbing. What a lot of us do is we say so busy, so out in front of our lives that the truth is how we're feeling and what we really need can't catch up with us. You know, sometimes crazy busy is just how we're creating our own self-worth, which really is not a very good way to do it. Right? It's like, if I'm really, really busy, then I must be worthwhile. Well, yeah, but you're exhausted and a lot of what you're doing isn't even need to be done. Sometimes you get stuck in this idea that I have to work really, really hard to be successful. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Okay. It's good to know how to do that for sure. But working really hard does not guarantee success at all. It just guarantees you'll be exhausted. Okay. So if you're not working on the right things, you're just going to be exhausted and you're never going to move forward. Right. So there's this whole piece about this is a mindset shift, quite frankly. You have to get in a spot where you make a decision about what you want. Okay. And if you want that kind of business instead of a job, Okay. If you want to move from being a designer with jobs, with clients who make you crazy and you're running all over the place all the time and not making any money and working too many hours, okay, this is why you have to make the decision to work on the business and do the things that you need to do to make that happen. Okay. You've got to be able to put an appointment in your calendar for yourself, like being at a motivator for 2 days or being on the Q&A on Tuesday, in your calendar, and then respect it like you would an appointment for one of your favorite clients. Okay. You are not less than them. You are just as important, probably more important. And if you take care of yourself, then you're going to be able to take care of those clients better. But you've got to make this decision to stop reacting to everything. Okay. This knee-jerk, seat-of-the-pants way of running your business will just keep you on the hamster wheel forever. And I don't wish that on anybody. Okay. It's not fun. I've been there. I know. I know. I went through that part. But the reality is, it's just a decision that working on your business and the appointment that you made with yourself is more important than somebody's emergency that showed up on your email this morning, which is no doubt not an emergency. You know, as you know, no one ever died of sofa. It isn't really true. Okay. But sometimes running around crazy busy gives us this kind of self-worth and ego thing that they think this is what we're supposed to be doing. And if I'm really, really busy like this, it's going to happen for me. Well, guess what? It won't. You'll just stay crazy busy till you fall off the hamster wheel in exhaustion. All right. So this, you got to decide to respond to these people. And responding means that you take care of your clients really, really well anyway, but you do it in a way that's thoughtful and planned and allows you to have a life and prioritizes what's important and allows you to develop out the business that you're trying to get going. Okay. Because if you've worked on your business, setting up some structures, setting up the marketing, setting up those pieces that pay off so well in the future, you're going to be able to step out of this and have the steady paycheck and the time off and the team to help you and all those pieces. Because you know what? You have to realize, and this is, if you get one thing out of this, this little tirade here about not showing up, and this isn't just about my programs and what I'm teaching, but if you're signed up for anything, if you're signed up for a webinar, get there. If you signed up for a class with somebody, get there and do the work, because, you know, buying it, throwing money at it doesn't fix the problem. You have to go do the work. You have to participate and you have to set those boundaries within your life to be able to do it. Okay. So know that for every 4 hours that you spend working on your business, you're going to gain 12 on the other end. It's that powerful. Okay. So till next time, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth. Bye now. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Interior Design Business Podcast. If you love what you're learning, head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com and book a clarity call. This is the perfect way to chat with one of our coaches about where you are in your business and what your next best step needs to be to make your design business profitable and enjoyable. As always, you can head over to interiordesignbusinessacademy.com to check out the links and resources from this episode. So until next week, design something beautiful and get paid what you're worth.